How much has camp changed from rookie year for you to now, demands, schedule, et cetera?
Yeah, I think, so doing it several times now, I have an opportunity, I know what to expect and what I need to do and what I need to accomplish personally and as a team. So from that perspective, there's no unknowns. Mm-hmm. I should know how I need to prepare, what I need to do, the things I need to do to take care of my body. So it makes it, from that perspective, it makes things easier.
How much has Jordan impressed you with his work ethic and leadership?
A lot. I think mainly because you see how he is out on the field, and the fact that he's able to learn multiple positions. He's almost at the point now where any linebacker position, we can put him in there when we need that, which is, you know, a great asset to the team. So he's extremely smart, hardworking, you know, gifted athlete, and he has said time and time again that he'll do whatever he can just to be a part of this team and to add value to it, and he has shown that over and over again.
New coordinator, a lot of new guys. Is there a sense of urgency from day one that everything is a race to week one to get it, make sure everybody's on the same page?
Yeah, I think we want to get it squared away as fast as we can. And, a lot of that we were able to do in OTAs and kind of build a foundation with our new guys. Mm-hmm. And now that'll just accelerate, and we'll have more opportunities to do that.
Mm-hmm. The Leo position is so young. Is there anything you can offer those guys, even though you don't play that spot, just from veteran defensive ends you've been around?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime those guys, I mean, you look at Dante, you know, the other guys we have at that position, we're as a group, we're going to make sure that we bring them along as fast as we can, just like you said, because young spot, but very important in our defense, and we need those guys to play at a high level if we want to have success. So, whatever we can do to make them comfortable and understand exactly what they need to do and exactly how they need to succeed, we're going to do that.
The offense took a big step last year, mentioned the newness on defense. How much does that help you in practice, getting a look of A. Robin Hearns, Julius, Ivory, Yeldon?
Yeah,
everything like
those
that.
Are all big time guys that you just named. So to be able to practice against them, to be able to practice working on covering an elite tight end with Julius, and the receivers that we have. So when we're on 7-on-7, we're going against those guys. I mean, there's great athletes all around. So it's a really good situation for our defense to be able to practice against those types of that caliber of player.
What's Gibson like?
I mean, we saw, flashes in OTAs of what he's going to be for us, and he's awesome back there. To have a guy that can sit in center field like that and play the deep ball like he can and have great instincts like he does, he's going to show up. He's going to show up fast at how good he is and what he brings to this defense.
You're going to be excited. Your mindset with a draft pick behind you now in the linebacker spot. Can you talk to that a little bit and how has Miles come along, and is that a challenge for you? Is that different for you, the mindset this year?
I think the mindset will be the same in the fact that I want to do everything that I can to be an asset for this team, to play at my highest level. And I also realize the situation where Miles is, he's the future linebacker of the organization. And I feel like it's part of my job as a veteran guy to help bring him along as fast as we can, because we need him on the field. He's going to be a great player. We got to see a little bit of him at the end of minicamp, but so it'll be an exciting training camp to get him up to speed and get him learn everything as fast as we can, because he's an asset to the group and we need him out there.
And Paul, everybody outside the locker room thinks you're the clear leader of the defense. Have the young guys come up and talk to you during OTAs, minicamp? Have you seen a lot of that so far?
I mean, some do. I think it's. I feel like at some points, the rookies are almost nervous at times, but so I try to reach out to them as much as I can just to know, hey, this is, once you're here, this is all one big family for us, and we want to do everything that we can regardless of how many years you've been in the league, where you got drafted. None of that stuff matters now. When we're in here as a group, the important part is let's do everything we can to be our best, and if I can do something for you, if anybody can do something for it to reach your highest level, let's do it, because that helps everybody.
How long does it take for this defense, I guess, even higher than it normally is at the beginning of the year because of all the additions?
I think so. Just to, when you look at who we have, who we brought in, and just the overall level of expectation from us as players, like, I think we can all kind of feel it to say, hey, we have some great talent now. Let's bring it together, play at a consistent level, and see where this team can go. So personally and as a group, I know we're really excited about starting this.
It may be hard, but is this one of the most talented defenses, or certainly teams, maybe overall, that you've played on? Even going back to Buffalo.
Yes, I would definitely say so. definitely the most talented, in especially with depth, the group that we have here, the most talented since I've been in Jacksonville, for sure. So it's exciting because you say, hey, we have guys that can be elite players in multiple positions. So it's been a long time since we have had that.
Paul, it seems like you're being, the defense overall is seemingly attacking more. Do you feel that way, like you're more aggressive in this defense?
It's too early to tell right now. I mean, I think we will be at times. You know, Coach Walsh is going to have a great plan for us, and that was, you know, we learned that in OTAs, that we're going to have a set plan. We're going to be very aggressive in what we do. I'm sure he's talked about tighter coverages throughout, which is more of an aggressive style. So that's going to be exciting to have that, to know that we have the ability to be an aggressive attacking defense, one we want to.